on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. So the Gemara starts on Daf Tes Amud Beis. So we're going to have a very, very difficult Gemara to try to understand how Rashi learned Pshat the Gemara. Let us just first say over the Gemara, and we'll mention what Rashi says in other places. Perhaps will give us an inkling to understand Shita's Rashi. There's still a problem in Rashi and Baba Kama. But Omar Abaye, Ruvain Shemochar Soda Lishimin Shalei Bachar. Ruvain sold a field to Shimon, who was not Mekabel Achar. I mean, it will be taken away from Shimon. Ruvain is not being a Kabbalah and himself any responsibility to pay Shimon for the field that was taken away from him. Yatsu Aleha Asik. So Rashi says over here, what's the Taich Asikin? Eirin, Leimar, Shalonuhi. Means we have a Mochal Sotel Shimon. And then there are people that are Ma'ara. They're telling Shimon, you know, this car can never belong to Reuven. It's our field. He sold you the Williamsburg Bridge. He sold you our field. It's not yours. Ashalai hechzik bo yocher lazerbar. So Abaye said, before he made a chazoke, before Shimon made a chazoke, yocher lazerbar, so he could be chazer. Misha hechzik bo, after Shimon made a chazoke, eine yocher lazer bo. Then he cannot have chazok. My time. What is the reason that after chazoke, he can't have chazok? The Omalei, because Reuven tells him, chayse de kitri, a sack that was knotted up, Sobros the kidless. When Hananel says over here, you sell someone a knotted sack, and he doesn't know what's inside the sack. Could be the wine there, could be the shemen there, could be this water there. Rashi wants to say, could be this air there, could be nothing there. So, Eine Yochel Lachzaboy, and he tells him, oh, Megillah, you purchased a sack, you're Mekabalit. Me'emes, that's Mish'at, that means, that's Mish'ehir Zigbo. Me'emes Havi Chazoke. When is it a Chazoke? V'chidai Yesha Mitzri. He walks on the boundary. V'davke Shaloi Ba'achai. And this whole thing is speaking about, if it was sold without a chai. Avol ba'achayis loy. But if this field was sold with achayis, so then the pashtus is, even after he made a chazoke, is yochel achzaboy. Ve'ike da'amri, and others say, afilo ba'achayis nami, afilo was sold with achayis, he cannot have chagote. Ve'om alei, he'll tell him, achvi tilfoch ba'ashalim. He'll tell him, show me the shtar tilse that Bezen gave these oirerim a right to take away this field from you, and then I'll pay you the achayim. But Kozman, you don't show me the shtar tilse, don't, you have no right to be chayza. Now, I'd like to mention a few Rashis, Rashi in Bab Metzia, Rashi in Subis, and then to try to figure out what Rashi, how Rashi learned Pshat in the Sukkot. Rashi in Bab Metzia, Daf Yedaleh on the base, and his memories in Bab Metzia, Subis, and in Baba Kama. Rashi in Bab Metzia sheds a little light on the Sukkot. It says that Yotzalei Asikin, we have over here as follows. Reuben shemachal soda l'shimen shaloi b'chayis. Reuben sold Shimon a karke shaloi b'chayis. V'yotze lei asikim. Here Rashi says, oirer en loimer shaloi. After he purchased it, people came and said, you know, this field does not belong to Reuben, it belongs to us. Ashaloi hechzik bo yochel lachzeboi. Rashi says, ubeshaloi nosan mois. He did not give any money. He didn't pay yet. So yochel lachzeboi. Misha hechzik bo, after he made a chazoke, eini yochel lachzeboi. So Rashi says, Vafilu loy nosan mois, he made a chazoke. Even though he didn't give any money yet, and yochel lachzeboi, shakalke niknes b'chazoke, the karke is niknes b'chazoke, v'hamois halzeh milve, you owe the money now. Mishach zikbo, you acquired the karke with chazoke, now you owe the money, even though you didn't pay it. That doesn't mean anything. Here is that you owe the money. Then the Gemara asks, when is it called a chazoke? Mechidayish ha-Mitzri. So Rashi in Bav Mitzri says, Mesaken gvulei hasode u-magbiyah. He's walking around the boundaries of the field. And he's elevating the boundaries, misaking gvulei asode magbiyah. So that's called a chazoke, and then he has to pay. Karkas nikta b'chazoke. But if there's a chayis, then he doesn't have to pay. And the second lashon holds, even though there's a chayis, he also has to pay. Rashi says, Af al gav de soif soif olei hoda. Even though there's a chayis, so why should I give you the money? I'm going to come back to you pretty soon and get back the money. And yochel lachzaboy, sha'amoycha makevola, but the moycha says, no, you give me now the money. Limotza omahu hoyol v'soifach l'shalem limois, you're going to give me back the money. Listen, I'm holding the money now. Why do I have to give you the money? And then you can take away the cock and you'll give me back the money. Let me hold the money. No. So then we have two lashonis. The first lashon holds that since there is such a cheshbon, you'll have to pay me back. You're mekabel achayis. So let me hold the money. The second lashon holds there's no such thing. When they'll take it away from you, then you show me the shtar tilfe bezin paskin, they can take it away from you. Then I'll give you back the money. But Kol's man, they didn't take it away from you yet. They're grumbling and they're talking. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not scared of them. I'm a mailer. You just pay me the money. And later if they'll take it away, then I'll pay you back. That's how Rashi says in Bav Metzia. So Rashi in Bav Metzia was Moisef two Nekudas. Nekuda number one, it is speaking about he didn't give money. He didn't give money. And number two, Rashi says the Lomdus of Dayish HaMitzri, Rashi doesn't explain it any other place, that Dayish HaMitzri means he walks around the boundaries and he elevates the boundaries. Misaken gvulei hasode umagbiyo. He's misaken the gvule. That's Rashi explains what Tayish Amitzri means. And then, the third thing, Rashi says, what is this vore? When he was mekabel achayis, not to have to pay him. Rashi says as follows, because since you'll have to pay me back side by side when they'll take away the karka from me, so let me hold on to the money. And the second lashon holds, the meicha ketaina, now you pay. If they'll take it away, then I'll pay you back. So this is Rashi and Bav Metzia. And Hadaf Yudalad Amad Beis. And then we have a Rashi in Ksubis, that's how the Gimel Amad Aleph. Rashi, there also adds on a few nekudis. And then we have to make a chesed to try to understand Rashi. Rashi says, and after the Kimmel, Rashi again says, actually, hechzik boy, yochel, achze boy, im loy nosan mois. If he didn't give money, he could be chesed. Ein yochel, achze boy, but if he made a chazoke, he can't be chesed. Shakarke nikne b'chazoke. And here Rashi says, a whole Megillah, ki omaloi chazek ukni, karke nikne b'chazoke, when he tells them chazek ukni. And then Rashi says, another Megillah, v'yeshem achziken miyad, other people make a chazoke right away, v'nois nimois lach hazman, mishehechzik bo nischayev hamois. And he made a chazok, and then he's mechuyev to pay him. And without achrayis is mechuyev to pay him, we tell him, chayso de kitris, a sack that's tied up, sovris de kabilis, bidmei chatichos kesef, kloima, nisratzeiso la'abed mo'oisecho misof. The Moicha tells them now, you decided you're going to lose your money, Misofik. That's without Achayis. With Achayis, he could hold on to the money, according to the first Lashon. According to the second Lashon, he has to pay him, and if they'll take the karka away from the Likayach, then he'll pay the Achayis. Because Manchle Yotzus Amayodach Loya Shalim. Shaharbe oirerin, shein zeichen bedin. I'm not scared of that. A lot of people, they're ma'are, but they won't be zeichen. Now, let us try to enumerate the difficulties in this sugya according to Rashi. Rashi says we're speaking about he didn't give the money. I says if he gave the money, there's nothing more to talk about. He didn't give the money. When he gave the, so now let us start this again. Reuven shemachal sode l'shimin shaloi ba'achayis. He sold the field. What does it mean he sold the field? There was a Kenyan. He sold the field. The yots of all of Asikim, and now people are saying that it's not Reuven's field, it's their field. Reuven sold the field, and now people are saying it's their field. And Rashi says he didn't pay him yet. That's the scenario. Achaloi herzik bo, he didn't make a chazoke. Rashi says he didn't give money. Yochel achze boy. So he could be chayza. So l'cheiro, what does that mean? He doesn't have to pay the money. It's we'll see. If he paid the money, seems nothing more to talk about. If he didn't pay the money, Yochel Achzabai can tell him, I'm not paying the money. Misha Echzikbo, but if he made a chazoke, ain't a Yochel Achzabai. Can't have chalote. And here Rashi says the whole Megillah, Shakarka nikna b'chazoke. And he told them, Chazeku kni. Rashi also mentioned he told them, Lechazeku kni. And then Rashi says another thing, and the people, other people make chazoke, they don't pay right away. They pay later. Nice the moist lachazman. If he made a chazoke, then ain't a yochel lachzabai. And what does he tell him? He tells him, you bought a sack that was not it. You have to pay me sofik. Nisratzeisa la'abed meisecha misofik. That's the smoicha telling him, He made the chazoke. Yeah, he will ask him to lay out the money himself. So, Kan Shoyel Aben, he bought it already. He bought it the first time. Reuven Mochel Sodo L'Shimin. And then is Yotza Asikin. And then he makes Nochamol Akinyin. But what's happening over here? And then he tells him, you will ask him to give your money on the sofik. So that's the Chmir, according to Rashi, the flaw says this first Nakut, he doesn't say the whole thing. But the flaw says, Ruben Shemocha Soda Lushimin, let's say he sold it with Kinya Chalipin. He sold it, he made a Kinya Chalipin, it's sold. Now, the minute it is sold, so this field now belongs to Shimon, and Shimon owes Reuven the money. This is. Then, V'yotzu alei asikin. So now, people started saying that, you know, this field does not belong to Reuven, it belongs to us. Now, we're going to clarify a shaila. Does Shimon owe Reuven money, yes or no? Reuven comes over to Shimon, I sold you a field, you made a kinyan, you have to pay me. You have to pay me. That's what Reuven is timing. Shimon is timing, well, these people are saying it's not your field. So if it's not your field, I don't owe you a penny. I made a kinyan, you sold me the Williamsburg Bridge, you sold me their field. I don't owe you a penny. Can one taina such a taina, yes or no? So from Rashi it would seem meiridik. If he gave him the money already, they're saying it's their field. They're saying I'm a gazlan. Let me tell you, there's a new sefer came out, Chofetz Chaim, Shmiras Halosh. You learn to you. Whatever they say, you believe. So if he would give them the money, it would seem from Rashi, a guten talk. They're saying, let them say. You're not supposed to believe everything what someone says. Loshon hara. Don't believe. That is, if he gave the money already. But here we didn't give the money. Now the shaila is, do I have to give the money? So we think, you believe them? Listen, Reichish, my boy. They're saying it's a stolen field. According to them, I don't owe you a penny. I'm holding the money. I should lay out the money because you're saying it's not a stolen field. I'm holding out the money. I'm not going to give you the money yet. I hear already they're saying it's their field. I won't give you the money. So, L'chaire, according to Rashi, this is the beginning of this scenario. He sold them a field. Bishasi sold them. We didn't know that there was a secret. He sold them a field. So there was a Kenyan. He's obligated to pay. Then the Yotzu Alei Asikim, then already people started tining. After the Mechire, people are tining. It's not Reuven's field, it's our field. And he didn't pay him yet. So, L'cheire Yochel Achzabai means that he can say, I'm not paying you. I'm holding my money. We'll see if it's going to happen. I'm not going to give you the money. Fine. Achzalai Hichzikbo Yochel Achzabai. Misha Hirzigba, if he made a chazoke, ain't a yochel asabon. Now, what's pshat in this chazoke? He made already a kinyan chalipin. Now he's making a chazoke. What is this? Shon olav lakev. What is pshat in this chazoke? In Rashi says, shakak anikta b'chazoke, ki om alei chazek. He told to make a kinyan chazoke. Make a kinyan chazoke. So, Dachsach Meir, Pshat is as follows. After the Iru, so the while the Shimon is holding on to the money, I don't know yet. I don't know if it's Reuven's field, if it's not Reuven's field. I'm holding on to the money. Misha Herzikbo, he told them, listen, make a chazoke. He told them, you believe these people, it's my field, make a chazoke. A chazoke is a law's pilot. Now, if he makes a chazoke, a second kinyan, now this second kinyan is showing his faith with the Divrei HaMoicha. Told him, like chazoke, he makes a chazoke. Why make a chazoke for? If really, Beliboy, he is, he has doubts in what, if this person is the Moicha or not, so he makes a chazoke. Why make a chazoke? Why making a chazok? So Al Kochach, it would seem he told him like chazek agni, and this chazok, if he listens to him, that shows he trusts the Moichah. So So this chazok, this is a new ma'isek. That means the first ma'isek inyan does not obligate me to pay because I bought it because I was under the impression that it's yours. Now I hear others say it's not yours, so I'm holding my money. That's the first ma'isek inyan, because the first ma'isek inyan was made before I was aware that there's a shayla. But if he tells them after the shayla, come man, das macht doch sich narisch. Make a chazok, he tells them, Rashi says, Shadok, ki oma alei, he tells them, chazek ekti, don't make sich narish, and he makes a chazok. So that shows that he trusts him. And if he trusts him, the emerson, there's no suffix that. And that's why we mentioned before, according to Rashi, if we would have given him the money, he could not take back the money. I mean, people are talking, it's a stolen, it's nothing. It could be be'etzim, it's not a selfie. But I could hold on to the money, I'll tzleichish me boy. I mean, I hear something, I don't know. I learned Shmiras Haloshin, I don't say you're a Goslin, but the amount of my money I can hold on. So that was the whole aloche, that I could hold on to the money. But if he tells them, he convinced them, make a chazokeh, and he made a chazokeh, so that shows already that he has faith in him. And that's the purpose of the chazokeh. Make a chazokeh, and now you're gonna pay me. I mean, you think this, we're gonna continue this scenario, you won't be paying me to Kozman, these people are paying against the Sadiq Zula. You'll pay me. And if he did make a chazokeh, that shows that he trusts the Moshe. And now Rashi says he's chayiv to pay. Kaka niktus b'chazok, Rashi says. U'mishehechzik bot nischayev amoy. Now you schayev amoy. You can't say, maybe. No, no, no. You made a chazok, knowing about the situation, that is, and you made it, then you have to pay. And then we see the lotion of Rashi and Ksubis. Rashi says, he tells him, but he starts after chazok, he tells him, maybe. So he told them, no, Chai said the kitris avris v'kiblis. So Rashi says, Nisratzei so la'abed me'aysecho misofik. When you made the chazoke, you knew about the oirim already. And you still made a chazoke. And that was the purpose of the chazoke. We're making a new kinyan now. You're making a kinyan to show that even though you're aware of the oirim, you still have faith in me, and you're making the chazokeh, knowing that there's oirim. Now you're mechuyev to pay me already. Because it's not a true suffix. It's not a suffix batsim. But their timing gets stolen doesn't make a suffix, and that is why if you paid me, I wouldn't give you back the money. It's a suffix of leichish me boy. But if you make the kinyan after I told you to make the kinyan, you make the kinyan, so then you have to pay it. That's the first half of the Gemara. Me'eim es ava chazoke. The Gemara asks, when does it become a chazoke? Mechidai yesh ha-mitzvah. So we're going to see Taisus, and Taisus asks Akasha and Rashi, me'eim es ava chazoke. You have to clear a shayla when it's chazoke. A new maise, he walked around the boundaries, he elevated the boundaries, and mitzvah. Well, you know when chazoke is, you put on a lock, you put a gather, you make a pinch, all of a sudden a new thing. That's Taisus Kasha and Rashi. So Dachsich Mir, according to Rashi, if the way we are saying Pshat, that the whole purpose of the Chazokah is to show that he trusts the Moshe. So my mail is like this. That's Poshit. If he went and invested in a lock, he paid $100 for a lock, and he put a lock on the door. So that's Zicha. That's Zicha proof that he trusted the Moshe. He invested $100. He made a gather around it. It's also proof. He broke down a wall. It's also proof that he trusted. The Gemara said, you don't need this to prove that he trusts him. Me'eim is ava chazoke. The most minutest tikkun is also a chazokeh. It's also a proof that he trusts him. Mechidayish ha-mitzri. He walked around and he didn't invest any money. By walking around, he elevated the mitzorim. But he did something. to be misaken, that's enough of a chazoke to show that he has faith in the moicha, and the minute you have faith, you can't say leichesh mi bori, that, no, that he told you, bori very a sack, a closed sack, knowing that this tzodim, that could be it when you were masking, and since it's not a real sofik, you're not permitted to hold back the money. That's the Gemara. But then the Gemara says, that if there's no chiyav achayis, So Memela, so the deal is over and done with already. You trusted me, you were mekabel on yourself that you made a chazokah, now you have to pay, and finished. And what if there's a chayis? If there's a chayis, so then he sold him something else. You're 100% right. 100% right, I owe you the money, right? I trusted you, I owe you the money. But, you know, if they take it away, you owe me the money. So, this money that I give you might eventually come back. Let me hold it as a mashkin. Not that I don't trust you. I'm trusting you. Al tzemekach, I trust you. But there's a tzad that maybe you'll have to give me back the money, you know. So, let me hold this as a mashkin. I owe it to you, but I'm just holding this as a mashkin. These are two lashonos in the Gemara. The first lashon of the Gemara held, no, he's entitled to do this. The second lashon of the Gemara says, don't tell me mashkin, don't tell me anything. They take it away from you, then I owe you money. Kozman, they don't take it away from you, I don't owe you a penny. That is l'chayrev shat in Rashi in Subis, in Rashi in Bob Metziah. Now we'll see, L'chayre Rashi by us is a little bit more problematic. Let us see Rashi by us. Chayse de Kitri, Sak Kosher Mole Ruach. V'ike da Omri, Afilu b'achayis Nami, Afilu kibol achayis Omot. The Moicher was Mekabal achayis. The Yeshloima, if he was Mekabel Achayis, there's a svara to say, Hoyel v'soifoi lachzer olo, since he was Mekabel Achayis. So eventually he's going to come to him to get back the money. Achshav nami yachzer v'yitleno. So let him take now the money. After lohochi eni yochel lachzer boi. Now, from the Lashon of Rashi over here, it would seem that he gave him the money already. Not like Rashi said in Bav Metzian and Ksubas, he didn't give him the money. And it was a modna maisa. Rashi's saying a very modna maisa. We have to understand this far. If he gave him the money already, but we're saying, since you're going to have to give it back to me, so give it back to me now. This is a very difficult spot to understand. I mean, you jumped the gun already. You paid me the money. And all of a sudden you're moneying the money from a chayis before they took it away from you. Very difficult to understand. This I don't understand. But that's what it seems from this Rashi. That all of a sudden, he made a chazoke. He paid him. And that all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, he comes to me, give me back the money. I mean, mehechitaisi. So that I don't understand this Rashi. And the second lotion says, the Omalei Moichel, Ach Vei Tilpach, Shekos V'loch Bezen Shtar Tilpe. I'll give you the money, but you first show me the Shtar Tilpe, that means the Shtar that Bezen permitted these Oirerim to take the Kark away from you. Shekosuloch Bezden Shtar Tilfo Shebedino Mimcho Vashalimloch. That is Rashi. Now, let us see Taisvis. V'yotzu Alea Asikin Perish Oirerin. Let us see Taisvis. V'yotzu Alea Asikin Perish Oirerin. Avain Laforish Anasim. That means people that wanted to steal the field. Bin Kain, afilu b'achayis. Me shehechzik bo, ama yochel achzer. Afilu, according to the first lashon, to was achayis, he can be chayzer.
Leim alei maslach korem. I have to insure the field that people will steal it from you. I never gave you such an insurance on the field. It means not people want to steal it. That's not my obligation to take care of that. Mishaherzik bo ein yochel asa. Pepere kamada bo metziya pere shashi. Af al gav shaloi nosan boiz. He didn't give money yet. Pekarke niknes bechazotl. So since they made a nice kinyan, so therefore he has to pay the kosher. Am I not at chazaka yaisa mikesa vishtar? Why, what's the difference, chazaka kesa vishtar? He made a nice kinyan, so he's mechuyev to pay. What's the difference kesa vishtar? So this could be the way we're saying that the whole gather of Chazaka is that we see that he took out time and effort to be misakin the karka, so memela, then he can't taine that leichesh mi boy. If you see your actions speak louder than your words, you went and took out time to be misakin the karka, so that means you assume that I'm right. So memela, so then you have to pay. Yeah, v'oi. Maika boy may aim as have a chazoke. Mas nisini beperik cheskas abatim. Noel poretz vegodal. It says what a chazoke is. That we wanted to say. They want to tell us, Raquel, that's bullshit. If he invested $100 to buy a lock, or he threw down a wall, or he made a gedda, that's bullshit that it's a chazoke that shows that he really believes that it's stuck his field. And so that's poshut he has to pay. He's saying that afilu daish amitzri, which is a tikkun kal, and wasn't too expensive, he could also, that also shows that he trusts him, and there he can't find the leichesh miboy. Va'oid maiko boy hochet feimi bishar duchte. All of a sudden, all over we have chazoke, no one ever asks, when is it a chazoke? Here! In the Baba Kama, all of a sudden, yes, when is it a chazok? Boy, the Daish Amitzray Mashma Drisa Baalma Shailach Sobiv Amitzorim. It's not Mashma the way Rashi says that this, he's trotting on the ground to elevate the Dos. The Daish Amitzray means he's touring the property. That's what Daish Amitzray means. The Nire Laforish. The Mairi Shekonoi Bekinyingom. The first time around. Chalipin, Oy Bishtar, Oy Bechazoke, Oy Rofik Baputo. That was the first time. Ruven Shemocha Soda Leshimin is a mocha, a real Kinyin. The Taita Shalodo. Afopi Shekonoi Kinyingomu. Im Yotzu Eurerim Yochel Larzaboy Kolzman Schleiholach Am Mitzrei Asoda Lo Orka Lo Rochbo Lirois In Yone Asoda. So now, so Toysvis says as follows. Mr. Chazaynish is Mavaya, Shatan Toysvis. That Bemison, we have such a concept by Kinyan Chalipin, even though you make a Kinyan Chalipin, Kozman Yeboisei Maimed, a person has a leeway to be Chaisa. This is not Meikaradin, but it's a non-sadi that the Kinyan was done very quickly, with not too much America. Kinyan says and finishes, done and over with. So there's a non-sadi that you could be chayzer kol zman in this mind. It was done. There's an ansadi that if oirerim, I'm making a kinyan, I'm investing $100,000 in the property, and now I didn't give you the money yet, but before I give you the money, there's an ansadi that if there will be any pikpukim on the karke, I'm entitled to be chayzer. That means it's not, again, these pikpukim do not create a suffix. This is the Chazaynish. That means what people are talking and dining. In Choshen Mishpat, it could not create a suffix. This is, Kolzman, you don't prove it in Besdin. It's the Moiches field. They can talk and have good lawyers. It doesn't mean anything. But there is a non-sadi that if the Avapi Shekonu Kinyan Gomel, Im Yotzoirim Yochalar Zaboy, Kolzman, Shaloi Holach Amitzre Yasod, Ola Orkel Orochba, Liroi Sinyone Yasod. That means if he didn't, this shows, this is a Gemiras Das already. Touring the property and looking around what's involved and what I got, that shows already a Gemiras Das, it's not a Kinyan. The Kinyan was the beginning was Kinyan. But this is a hero of Gemiras Das that I'm settling already. What are you settling? He didn't call, the moving van didn't come yet, nothing came, but I'm walking around and observing what has to be done and what I did. This alone is a simon that I decided after all the oirerim, I decided I'm going to take it. So the minute you do this, Rabid, you have to pay. V'hainu the tayish amitzri. That's the tayish amitzri. Now tikunim, the kinyan was in the beginning. U'b'loi nosan mois ayri. And he didn't give any money. Do you know some mois ayri? If he gave money, there's nothing more to talk about. The deal is finished already. You bought a field, and he gave money, so there's nothing more to talk about. People are talking, they can talk from today to tomorrow. In Choshen Mishpat, it does not have any kovid, any value, what they're saying, what they're talking. I'm the Bailim, I have a Cheskes Morikama, they can talk from today to tomorrow. So if you gave the money, there's nothing what to talk about. If you don't give the money, so also there's nothing what to talk about theoretically, but there's a mutual tenai, that mutual agreement, that if before you inspect the field, there's oirerim that come, you don't have to pay. That's a tenai which is understood in the business world, and that's what the buyer said. But if he gave money already, because people are talking, now you want to tell us that I have cold feet? I'm sorry. You bought a field, you paid for it. Now, all these things that people are talking does not in any way affect this Masa Matan which was made. So that's how Taisvis learns Pshat. Vim Taima, Fak Taisvis, Vlei Molei Shkel Aro Bezuzach. Fak Taisvis Amore de Kezach. That means, Misha Hechzik Boy, I owe you the money now. So Taisvis says, listen, let him be, Mustafa Zaina now, he has cold feet afterwards. He doesn't want to. So let him tell him, you're right, I owe you the money. Listen, I don't have cash. Let me give you the field as a payment for I owe you to take the field. You say it's worth the money, it's your field. So fine, let me pay you with the field. And Shalom al Yisrael. It seems that's a taina. You could taina such a taina. I can pay you whichever kesef. Speaking about when the kimte, real estate went down, and you can't pay up the amount that was agreed upon with this field now. The field is worth less. Inami kivin sheyotzo le'oirim. Don't have to make an kimte, but because of the oirim that now there's people are talking that the stolen field ain't a shove k'may shoyse shove b'shoy shekone. It is not worth the same amount of money. So therefore, he can't tell him, Shkel Aro Bezuzach.